Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper. The civilian exodus from Gaza's largest hospital is showing no signs of letup as Israeli defense forces are scouring for evidence that Hamas is operating there. That's IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari identifying four top concerns, looking for clues leading to hostages. Teams are also hunting down weapons, terrorists, and tunnels operating inside that facility. Demonstrations calling for a ceasefire were heard in Tel Aviv Saturday night and even in California. CBS Sacramento's Brady Helbleeb.
A sea of Palestinian flags filled downtown Sacramento Saturday night as thousands voiced their support for Palestine. The demonstration started with a few hundred inside of the Safe Credit Union Convention Center as protesters called on state Democratic leaders to take a clear stance.
We're out here to say we will not vote, we will not canvass, we will not give our money to any elected official who does not say ceasefire now.
CBS's Stacey Lynn says it's still a no on a break in the fighting from two main voices.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu said through an interpreter,
"We will only agree to a temporary ceasefire and only in exchange for the return of our hostages."
President Biden has rejected the mounting calls for a ceasefire in Gaza as well, saying in an op-ed published in the Washington Post that it would not achieve peace because it would allow Hamas to regroup and continue its attack.
In Atlanta, grab-and-go Thanksgiving meals for those struggling to put food on the table. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis praising the efforts of the group Loved Beyond Walls.
We know that so many people that have housing are really living on the fringes right now because things are high financially, and they have dedicated their mission to making sure that people have help.
Fresh off his court win in Colorado that will keep his name on the ballot, Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump was back on the stump in Fort Dodge, Iowa, talking about his civil fraud case in New York.
And I got this guy as a judge, but somehow it's going to work out. You know, somehow, can't tell you how, but somehow it's going to work out.
It's believed more than 300,000 fans were trackside as Max Verstappen just drove to victory at the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix.
Viva Las Vegas.
That from ESPN of the 26-year-old singing that famed Elvis song as he took his victory lap and waving the checkered flag. Justin Bieber. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Max Inc. Radio with Dave Adler. What's your ingredient, or what do you do? What's your pre-show prep?
A little bit of Jimmy.
Oh, there you go.
And a little bit of K, Special K.
His own song.
Makes me feel like $1 million. I'm, you know what? I'm just always happy to be here. I'm happy to be anywhere, as Keith Richards has said so often. It's a miracle.
Saturday nights at 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. Original local music until midnight is just after 9 o'clock. It is time for Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Most trusted name in real estate. Get more information at movetomadison.com. That's movetomadison.com.
Jimmy, there is more than football in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And tonight, here in our Madison studio on State Street, Green Bay's award-winning indie rocker Amelia Ford is alive in the lair. Amelia's long-awaited debut album, Wide Wide World, was just Wisconsin Area Music Industry's Album of the Year. And she's rising fast, Jimmy. Amelia, welcome to Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
We're so excited and so giddy that you're here. We're tripping over our tongues in the intro of this here.
There's been a lot of that tonight.
Thank you very much.
Amelia, you are self-taught on guitar, piano, and bass. Tell us the backstory. How did Amelia Ford get started making music?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I grew up in a musical family, so my mom had me singing at four, whether I wanted to or not. Emphasis on the not. And so that is really where it started. She threw me in little talent shows and church things. And but I know that's not quite a career in music yet. It wasn't until later on. So.
Well, how did you go from church music then to breaking to be Amelia Ford?
Yeah, well, actually, I lost a bet with my sister. I know. I'd been singing original music to her for years and not telling anyone, just sharing it with her. And finally, one day, she kind of had it with me, and I lost. She said, all right, you gotta play this open mic, and you got to tell everyone these are your own songs. And that's how it started.
Why the resistance when you're young as far as performing or playing music?
Oh, man, I was self-conscious as heck. Oh, my gosh. I would tremble and shake and just shake. And, I mean, it took some time to get over that, and I kind of can't believe what I do now because, yeah.
So it was the performing part of it, that why you didn't want to do it.
Oh, yeah, definitely, and just the attention. It was kind of embarrassing to me, and I had to kind of own it later on, become a teenager, make it part of my identity.
And then you're also a Taylor Swift fan. We got to bring that up right away. Get that out.
Well,
way, right?
I was going to ask, are you a Taylor Swift fan?
Oh,
yeah.
Follow up with, are you? We don't know yet.
Oh, super, super fair on both accounts. So I definitely was in the past. And she really sold me with her album 1989. I used to be an avid listener. Yeah, I know. And then she betrayed us all. And a lot of people forgave her. And some people didn't. I got to say, I've kind of lost my way with Taylor Swift recently, but I definitely listened back on the early albums.
I'm not familiar with the drama with people dropping off or coming on.
Jimmy missed that train.
Yep.
I really want to know, you play piano, you play bass, you play guitar, you sing, but not drums.
Oh,
what happened to drums?
You know what? I've always wanted to play drums. I really have.
No time like the present.
I know. And I saw this girl a few weeks ago, and she was like an awesome drummer. And I went up to her with a bunch of envy. And she's like, what are you talking about? You're an awesome singer. She kind of like put me back. And I was like, okay, I'll chill out. I don't got to do everything. You know?
I would imagine you would pick up drums pretty quick, though. Knowing the instruments you already know and what you know about music, I can't imagine it would be hard, would it?
You know, I'd like to think that, too, but what if I wasn't good at sports? Would you rethink your guess on me here and say she's not coordinated, maybe?
Yeah, okay. Okay. I cannot catch a fastball. No, can't do it.
Okay.
Oh, Jimmy. In a city that breathes football, tell us about breaking into the Green Bay music scene and then beyond, heading to Nashville.
Sure. Well, funny enough, my first gig ever was in Green Bay, and it was just through a family connection. I thought it was going to be a one-time thing. So you could say that is how I broke in. But really, I think the priority's not been so much on Green Bay. I really aimed the last few years to establish myself as a serious artist and a serious bookable act in the state. And so we traveled all over, my husband Sean and I, and I think we really met that goal as far as getting my name out there, showing that I can offer a great show, both of covers, originals, or a mix. And of course, it's very natural then eventually we would make our way to Nashville, because you can't do this for too long without starting to think those thoughts.
What's it like traveling around the state, playing in these different places you've never been?
Yeah. Okay. So it's exciting as heck. We get to go places we would never go, the backwoods, wherever, you know, meet people we wouldn't normally meet. It's a lot of Quick Trip. I gotta be honest. It's a lot of Quick Trip.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
You know, and you start to get angry when you're in a place that's not a Quick Trip, and you don't even really want to go to Quick Trip, but you just feel out of place a little bit. So it's a lot of that for sure. It's super cool. It's an awesome life, really.
Well, let's get to live music in the lair with Amelia Ford, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Amelia, the first song that you have for us tonight is called Rules Say. Is this a relationship song?
Oh, yeah, you got it. You got it. But I think it's more about identity, too, and just about getting your identity switched over into what it's like to be a valid person, a valued person, you know, in a couple.
All right. Amelia Ford is live in the lair. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You're live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
You say that you want me. So much for a card. I'm just pulling around. You kept me a trap, please. Is that you would have won me now? That I'm some sort of cease. Oh, the father of world dreams. They say I can't want you. That someone else wanted me. Let's try. I'm the one who wants, I'm the one who needs. I'm the one who's scared, I'm the one who's bleeding. That's what the rules say. That's what the rules they say to me. I'm the one who's taken, I'm the one who's lost. I'm the one who kisses, I'm the one who's biting. That's what the rules say. And the rules say, will always be the only one. You're happy to see me. I kinda believe ya, but only kinda. So I'll suck it to me for believing I'm 49. You watch when I'm sleeping. Yeah, I know it. You sing all my songs like a Backstreet Boy. I cringe at this worthy, this funny, this I'm enjoyed. You're kind, but I'm the one who wants, I'm the one who needs. I'm the one who's scared, I'm the one who's bleeding. That's what the rules say. That's what the rules they say to me. I'm the one who's taken, I'm the one who's lost. I'm the one who kisses, I'm the one who's biting. That's what the rules say. And the rules say, I'll always be the only one. Sleeper, I'm down me. It doesn't hurt if you say you agree. I'm a first sleeper, I'm down me. It doesn't hurt if you say you agree. I'm the one who wants, I'm the one who needs. I'm the one who's scared, I'm the one who's bleeding. That's what the rules say. That's what the rules they say to me. I'm the one who's taken, I'm the one who's last. I'm the one who kisses, I'm the one who's bad. And that's what the rules say. And the rules say, I'm the one who wants, I'm the one who needs. I'm the one who's scared, I'm the one who's scared. That's what the rules say. Yeah. I'm the one who wants, I'm the one who needs. I'm the one who's scared, scared, scared. That's what the rules say. And the rules say, I'll always be the only one.
Very nice. That's Amelia Ford hitting the notes here live in the lair. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, 844-967-2789. You know, before the lair, Amelia was in the conference room with the door shut practicing your notes. I understand yeah. why now. Wow.
You got me.
Yes. That's good stuff.
I'm glad you liked it.
Amelia, mixing soft soprano and raw grit, your original music catalog features more than 50 songs, and you write songs faster than you can record them. What drives your songwriting, and who or what inspires you?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Really, what doesn't inspire me? Because I feel that it's hard to go a day without seeing some stupid thing, thinking of some stupid line. There's a caterpillar in the grass. God bless all the people that are like stuck in a 24/7 poetry they can't get out of. But I'm thinking of things all the time. And there's a temptation, of course, to think that maybe, just maybe, you could write a song around anything. It's tempting.
Is there a particular subject matter that you like, that you tend to write about, that you're fond of writing about?
You know, I think I go in seasons in my life. You know, years ago, a lot of my songwriting material centered around a relationship I was leaving, just the life change of all of that, beginning music. And so there was a lot of love and breakup songs and transition songs. And I think that the songs follow, for me, my life and what I'm on to, where my headspace is at.
And you mentioned the caterpillar in the grass. When that happens, when you're just out doing, living life,
yeah,
and you see that caterpillar, how are you reacting? How are you getting that so you remember it?
Oh, man. You know, I send myself a lot of Facebook messages. If you ever get something weird from me someday, just know, oh, she was saving a lyric line and accidentally sent it to Max Inc. Radio. You know,
and then you know where to find it, right? Right. Like, oh, yeah. I remember I sent that lyric to Rocker.
Yes, I did.
Oh, that is funny. Well, starting in December, Amelia Ford sets back out on her relentless touring schedule. In fact, we had to book her months in advance. December 1st sees her at Primal Eats, just north of Green Bay in Gillette, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
December 2nd, just south of Green Bay at Wine A Lot Vineyards. I think, like, that must be owned by a sir, like a knight. Sir Wine A Lot.
Yeah.
That's in Greenleaf. And then back to the Bay at the OC. And we'll preview more of your show schedule. But tell us about your insatiable drive to play live shows. I mean, you are not afraid to travel.
Yeah. Well, you know, I really enjoyed it. And there's something to getting on a roll. When you get a show down, you get a good selection of songs down to the point where it is easy. You get up there and you're not having to think. And it's so great when that muscle memory kicks in. You can just be present on stage. And then, you know, that's the bulk of the work after that point. You know, driving out places, having a great night, a lot of times that's the easy part and you're happy to do it.
What's a favorite town that you've played in that you really didn't think it was going to turn out so awesome?
Oh, man. You know, it was such a weird thing that I can't even remember the name of the town. But we were out literally in the North Woods somewhere behind some Uncle Bob's barn. Who knows? I don't know where we were.
Yeah.
We drove up and we thought, boy, we might just be going back home in 5 minutes. But they didn't even remember they had booked me for music. So I felt a little awkward.
Oh, man.
They put me back by the pool table. We didn't know how that night was going to go. And I ended up having a bunch of fans. Ended up being an awesome night. I was like,
awesome.
Wow, surprises happen. This is cool.
Did they have a quick trip in that town?
They did not.
Oh.
It was a wait.
All right. Well, at least the show was good.
Yeah. Well, that must have been really up north. Let's get back to live music in the lair with Amelia Ford and presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Amelia, your songs are brazenly introspective. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Hate Her. The song looks into rejection, into your childhood, and the creation of your adult identity. The doctor is in. Tell us about this song.
Is this too intense for Rocker Radio? No, really, I just remember being scolded and criticized as a child. And I think I started to collect these phrases and work them into something. You know, you kind of take the sword in your own hands and you swing it harder than anyone tried to ever swing it at you. And that's exactly what I did. Spent a few decades creating a false person. A person who just agreed with everybody and really lost myself. So this is a song I'm trying to crawl out of and not mean anymore.
Well, this is one of your newer songs. You sent us to it. We've been playing it for the last couple of months. I love it. Let's hear it right now, live in the lair with Amelia Ford.
You can chain the stalk and burn the flower. You can turn the suffering into power. You say, I'll build this pain into a tower. Yeah, 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 yeah. You can give the finger to your wishes. You can flip the chair and break the dishes. You can make the world get further distant. You're not afraid to talk to you. You are not afraid to make you your victim. No, I cannot be her.
because I hate her, because I hate her, no. I must defeat her and I must keep her when no one sees or hears her sound. You can't sleep at night without the clicking. You can only think, what was I thinking? You'll make all applause and superstition. You are not afraid to talk to you. You are not afraid to make you your victim. No, I cannot be her, because I hate her, because I hate her. No, I must defeat her and I must keep her when no one sees or hears her sound. So break her out and yank it right out, because we would have changed her by now, because we would have if we knew how. You are not afraid to talk to you. You are not afraid to make you your victim. No, I cannot be her, because I hate her, because I hate her. No, I must defeat her and I must keep her when no one sees or hears her. No, I cannot be her, because I hate her, because I hate her. No, I must defeat her and I must keep her when no one sees or hears her sound. No one sees or hears her sound. You can chain the stalk and burn the flower. You can turn the suffering into power.
Very nice. Amelia Ford live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY-ROCKER.
Amelia, we touched a little bit on Nashville, but, you know, tell us a little bit about your connection to the Music City and what opportunity that you were able to find there.
Oh, yeah. Well, shout out to Jordan Blanchard. If you don't know the guy, he's making big waves in country music here in Wisconsin. If you don't know who that is yet, you'll know soon. Anyway, he was my connection, sort of a buddy, kind of a peer in music. And I was just checking out his recordings and I was like, man, I really like the, you know, I'm not going for country, but, you know, I like the refined sound. And who is this? Who was this producer? And I started picking his brain and he sent me down to Sean Giovanni of the record shop of down in Nashville. And I had never been down to Nashville for any music reasons in my life. So this was brand new. I thought, well, I'll be lucky this, you know, short notice coming up on a last minute trip. Maybe I'll get to meet the guy. We'll say hi. And it turned out that he was ready to go and just record three songs. And we went down, we recorded three songs. And I'm just like, wow, this can happen right now. It was so cool.
That's awesome. Which three songs did you record?
Sure. Well, Hate Her, the one I just played that came out 3 months ago, I think yesterday. I also recently released Happy Now.
Right.
And then we have one coming out in 2 weeks called Loyal. I'll be announcing that, so stay tuned.
Now, down in Nashville, you mentioned earlier when you were younger, you didn't really go into music because, you know, not confident, shy. Nashville is pretty intimidating. I'm not a musician, but when I visited Nashville and that main street, I mean, it's so busy, the lights, everybody's trying to get on stage. What was that like for you in Nashville?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I was intimidated. I was grateful for my experience. I got to tell you, you know, playing all these shows, I played over 100 shows the last 3 years and 65 the year before. And I was really grateful for that grind getting down there because, you know, nothing had to be new anymore. It was familiar. I was well rehearsed. I had gotten, you know, had some time to get used to myself.
Right.
And so then you feel like, you know, this isn't a big competition so much as it's an opportunity and you're able to experience it that way.
So the confidence was pretty much instilled by the time you got to Nashville and you just knocked out of the park when you were there.
I'd like to think that. If I'm being perfectly honest, I sang a Beatles song from memory and sang it wrong. in Nashville. So I'm pretty sure the only thing you can do worse than that is sing a Dolly Parton song wrong in Nashville. But
oh, don't do that.
Yeah. Amelia, December 9th, you're playing at the Harbor Ridge Winery in Egg Harbor. Who is in Door County this late this year? Wine aficionados or what?
You know, actually, I don't know if you've been to Harbor Ridge. It is really a cozy little place. It's got this upstairs loft. You know, it's really great for people that want to come and hang out. And I find that people do. I've been there the last few months. So I think they have a reputation there for being a little bit of a listening room. But, you know, if nothing else, it seems like people are in there to get their Christmas presents and their shopping done and get their wines and their cheeses ready for the party. So there's certainly that going on, too.
And there's plenty of beer drinking, cross-country skiing up there at Peninsula State Park, not far from Egg Harbor.
Yeah. You know,
plenty to do up there, Rocker.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Amelia Ford, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Living, Surviving. Not the easiest topic to write about. Tell us about this song.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, I wrote this because cancer runs genetically in my family and has for the last six or seven generations, that's as far as we know. And so I grew up surrounded with people that were, you know, having early surgeries and a lot of things going on. And I really got to thinking one day and honestly just crying of like, wow, how many people are coping?
Yeah.
And they're not getting to do that first word, living.
Yeah, and that's definitely an easy song for us to all to relate to because we've all been through and have family members like that. Amelia Ford is live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Daddy, how you plan for me life? And you try to put a rope around it, always afraid I'd fall outside of it. I learned to cross the street, to swing but not too high. You could hold my hand but not my eyes. Cause cancer's picture thrown your fighting family's mowed up, and now it hurts to know all those lullabies. Cause here in the real world, battles are dry and people are dying. Here in the real world, fellas conspire and helpless aside. Here in the real world, hell is getting by. Can't help it, I'm crying. Here in the real world, we're living, surviving. Daddy, what you taught to me is right, and you gotta set your mind about it. You're gonna find that silver lining. But my weeping, crying towels only bring to mind the towels cried in every house outside. Where cancer's victim thrown them more files of families mowed up and evils only. Dry and people are dying here in the real world. Fellas conspire and help looks aside. And here in the real world, fellas get by. Can't help it, I'm crying. Here in the real world, we're living, surviving. I never ever thought that'd be the this way. Oh, I was a little guy with a little face. Oh, I plan on buying some pancakes, more bread, and more lovely days. But here in the real world, petals are dry and Thomas is dying. Here in the real world, fellas conspire and hope looks exciting. Here in the real world, fellas get by, I can't help it, I'm crying. Here in the real world, we're living, surviving.
Wow. That was awesome. Very sad at the same time, but very awesome. Amelia Forge live in the lair. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more live music. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at the UPSstore.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night, live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio across the Civic Media Radio Network. 844-967-2789, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Also got to give a shout out to Jeff Clark from Green Delivery here in Madison. He's helping us out, mixing the sound for us tonight. Jeff, we really appreciate your help tonight. And Rocker, we got some really killer live in the layers coming up here in the next few weeks. Tell us what's coming up.
We do, Jimmy. Coming up November 25th. Tani Diakite, Afro-Funk All-Stars. That's just going to be an amazing band.
There's like 25 people in that band, isn't there?
Well, it's like six or seven.
25.
Close enough. Corey Hart on the 2nd of December. Corey Hart's going to be in here. And then 12-9, Jimmy, December 9th. We just booked this today. Are you ready?
Yes.
Elizabeth Mary.
Ah!
And Paul Schluter.
She just sent me a message saying, "Oh, here's my new music. We want to get on, but we always play on Saturday night." So there you go.
You know, that's how it works around here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Amazing.
Amelia, your debut album, Wide, Wide Open, just won Wisconsin Area Music Industry Award for Album of the Year, and you were nominated in 8 categories. How did it feel to win one of the biggest awards of the year?
Man, it was really crazy. I mean, up to the moment and including the moment, you know, obviously we all come to the whammies. You have to have a little hope that you could win. So you try to picture that for yourself. You try to believe it's possible. But there was a difference between picturing it and then actually winning it. I looked at Sean and I was like, did they really just say this album? They really just say my name? And I just really couldn't believe it. It was crazy.
I watched it live. I watched the Whammies live this year because I heard it was going to be a great show. I was pretty excited about it. And when they called your name, I watched you swanter up to the stage.
Jimmy, how did you feel when Amelia Ford, when her album was announced as Rock Album of the Year?
Well, Mrs. K and I, we just started clapping. You know, it was great.
Yeah, swanter is a great word. At least the word swan is in there. So it was a little graceful, right?
A little graceful.
I swantered on stage.
It was awesome.
Okay.
I was very happy for you, and I could tell you were pretty happy and proud.
Yeah, I had to remind myself, you're on stage, get it together, you know?
Now, let's talk about the new album, Wide, Wide Open. It was recorded in Appleton at Rock Garden Studios with Mark Goldie. Tell us about your experience recording at the studio with Mark and making your album, and tell us about your album.
Oh, yeah, man. Mark just, I felt that he took this album under his wing and in many ways treated it like it was his own work as far as how much care he showed. He would tell me, because some of you guys don't know, this album took 3 years to record. There was a lot of struggles. I had a lot of vocal difficulties. I came into that studio many days, many times. We tried to put a track down, and it was like, oh, I don't sound good. We need to try this at a later date. And I remember Mark just looking at me and saying, if it takes a year, I'll wait a year. And then little did we know it was 3 years. But I feel pretty confident in saying that, you know, he would have looked at me and said, if it takes 10 years, we'll do it in 10 years.
How important was that, though, to have a producer like that to give you that leeway, to give you that freedom?
Yeah, you know, I think really what I needed at the time was just the emotional support, because when I'm going in there and I'm not sounding well, and you know, you're trying to do all the things, but I had a lot of health issues. It was hard for me not to just be like, what's wrong with me? I'm holding up this whole project. Everything's done in it, and it's just hanging on me. And so just to know that he was going to stick it out with me, I think I just needed that. I needed that emotionally as well as just for the actual project.
Now I know why in your bio it said long-awaited debut album.
Oh, yeah. We weren't hyping nothing. That was real.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Amelia Ford and presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight, it's called Sick of Rain, and it was a finalist for Whammy's Rock Song of the Year. Do you change lyrics to Sick of Snow around February?
I'm glad you asked that. I like to just tease that a little bit at shows sometimes.
Well, let's hear it. This is Sick of Rain, Amelia Ford, live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
You spent your winter bowl curtains in sinister woods. Every echo she should have, she could have. You spent your summers pulling pots under neath pools you drilled in your roof. I am in disbelief and your thrum breezes, a world of bourgeoisie. You're still ready to make way, embalming the same rotten story. It's always the same, and I'm so sick of rain. I'm so sick of hurricanes. So blow your nose, blow your nose, make it true if that works for you. And you're in no pain, but I'm sick of rain. You use your Christmas, your wish list, don't wait till you hear. She did this, she did that, she went there. Brother, your thunder's 9 days times 100 in number, that's almost 3 years. So love your hate, they can love your mate, they can hang in to blow your nose, do your news, make it true if that works for you and your window pane. But I was thinking maybe soon we'll start to coast and Taylor is my favorite man. Oh, glory, our colored story, fast in motion when you love me crazy. It was written in sand and I was thinking. Oh, glory, our colored story, fast in motion when you love me crazy. Was written in sand. And I'm so sick of rain. I'm so sick of hurricanes. So blow your nose, blow your news, make it true if that works for you and your window pane. But I'm sick of rain.
So good. So awesome. Amelia Ford live in the lair here on Max Inc. Radio. 844-967-2789. Don't forget, you can call or text us in the Civic Media app. Tom from Grafton, Wisconsin is on the phone right now. What's happening, Tom? Oh, let's try this again here. Put Tom on the air. Hey, Tom, what's happening?
Hi. Well, I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
And I'm listening to your new artist. Yeah. Listening to your new artist, and I'd like to say I'm listening to all the new songs. And I wanted to say especially that when she's singing steadier and like steadier notes and stuff like that, it's just a lovely feminine tone, and she's got a very beautiful clear voice. And I hope she's on your program more often.
Well, that's awesome. She's smiling.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate it's you cool. calling tonight. Appreciate your listening to Max Inc. Radio up in Grafton. Where's Grafton? That's where is that? Hold on.
Is that towards Milwaukee?
Tom, where's Grafton at?
I think we lost
it. It's near the lakefront by just north of Milwaukee.
Just north of Milwaukee. That's right. Eastern part of the state.
In Ozaukee County.
Nice. Thanks again, Tom. Appreciate you calling in. Glad you love the music.
You know, Jimmy, we also got some texts, actually. You know, some people were very excited for Live in the Lair before the show started. But then once the show got started, great song, Amelia. Short and sweet, but a text nonetheless.
Nice.
844-967-2789, Rocker.
Amelia, your December gigs continue at Hop Yard Ale Works in Appleton on December 10th. That's at 2 p.m. afternoon show, so that sounds like a lot of day drinking. Then at Leaps and Bounds Cafe in Green Bay on December 12th. Wineries, breweries, cafes, oh my! Which crowd do you like the most, beer, wine, or coffee?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I think in a lot of ways it doesn't matter one bit what's being served. It depends on where you go. And I have to say, you know, of course, a favorite place of mine to play, and I love to play Hop Yard for sure. They're a great crowd. That'd be pizza, if that's an answer to the question. Right. And of course, Gibson Music Hall would be one of serving wine and beer and beverages there, but a listening room. And I think that's the key with any of these places. People that come and they want to hear the music. So.
And whatever makes them happy.
Yeah, that's right. Give them Chinese food.
There you go.
Chinese food, pizza. Jimmy, are we ordering something soon?
I am kind of hungry, yes.
Recently, you parted ways with your band of 3 years. I mean, how emotional was that? And what comes next? Heavy metal?
Oh, you know, I'm so glad the question is being posed. You might mean it as a joke. Someone else asked me, and frankly, I was touched that people were getting the hint. I got a few songs that might lean that way. We'll see. But
really?
we'll see with a big we'll see. But it was so emotional. These guys weren't just my bandmates. You know, it wasn't like I was, you know, it's not like I've been in music for a decade or two and we, you know, we had some fun together. It was like, these guys helped me get started. I remember bringing them songs. I didn't even know the chords I was playing. I knew the shapes. I knew what they looked like. And I came, you know, it started with the bassist, Brian Arthur, and we just sat in a room for hours. We cranked them out. And they helped me just, like, bring these songs into that full circle shape of, hey, it's a song that can be sung. You know, I didn't even know how I wanted it to sound. So I wasn't just saying goodbye to a band. I was saying goodbye to, I don't know, a piece of, a developmental piece of my life that was very special.
So Aaron shows her solo going forward, is what you're saying, right?
I'm doing solo right now, and I've had some auditions for a new band already.
I see.
Some great people have come in. We're not done looking. I got more people on the docket to see. So I'm hoping for something awesome for 2024.
That has to be tough to pick a band. Like, yeah. Who are my bandmates?
I don't know
if I could do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still curious. Like, what made you kind of decide to take flight? What gave you the impetus to seek out kind of a new form of music?
Yeah. You know, I think some of it was just availability. My guys, they weren't super available on the calendar and things like that. So that was just sort of a small thing. And part of it is that I also wanted to reinvent the sound and play something with a bit more drive. And I hate to break the hearts of people that love acoustic from me. I may not ever, you know, drop it completely, but my heart is in some more heart pounding music.
You are crunchy. Going electric.
Yes, I am. I so am.
So what's happening tonight? The acoustic Amelia Ford. It's going to be memorable, and maybe it's not going to be around.
Going the way of the dodo bird.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, let's get back to live music in the lair with Amelia Ford and presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The next song you have for us tonight is called "Bones in My Bed." Tell us about your dreams.
I do not dream that I am a dog.
Everybody's Beavis and Butthead. Inner Beavis and Butthead just came out.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. So some people know that I wrote this song after a dream about an old, very sickly, naked lady. And she came to me asking, that's a visual. And she came to me asking a persistent question. It was, will you love me? Will you love me? And I didn't know for years what to do with that and how to make that a song. And then eventually the circumstances in my life helped me finish writing that. It's a story now. I realize it's about people that are hard to love and very much need to love each other. So she was proverbial.
What a great story.
Wow.
Bones in My Bed. Amelia Ford is live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio.
She says he's only mean, her eyes stuck in her teeth, by luck of only knowing him by always missing beat. Good people can be lost, ignorant and seemed, always a lake stone's little toss from over rippling. The panicked over stare, apology is dead, she thinks him wild to make her fear. Think he lost his dreads. I know he's made her tear. I know he isn't right. But when he cannot speak it clear, he sings from the sky. He cries, will you love me? Leave me instead. Only as good as the worms in my hand. Will you love me or leave me for dead? Only as good as the bones on my bed. If one wind's trick or treat, if all the trees could shrink, if all the streams of living water roll back up the sink, he'd have her breakfast ready. He'd set her hair to show his angel in them buried the truth inside his soul. And they're seeing the, will you love me? But she's brought to fear where every brow is led. I hope her arm will kneel sincere. I hope she'll love the dead. Will you love me or leave me instead? I'm only as good as my girl ever said.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Amelia Ford live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. We got a couple of minutes. If you want to give us a quick call and get a question into Amelia, I'm sure she'll be happy to answer it for you. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text in the Civic Media app. And Amelia, you'll be happy to know that Max Inc. Heavy is coming up at 10 o'clock tonight.
All right. Yeah.
So 2 hours of original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. Let's rock out the Max Inc. Heavy tonight.
I'm excited.
Now, Amelia, we're rounding out your December gigs by mentioning that you are at Mackinac's Grill in Green Bay on December 16th and Stubborn Brothers Brewery in Shawano on December 22nd. And you're releasing a new single soon.
Yeah.
You said that. Tell us what you're releasing and when and how we can get our hands on these songs.
Sure. Well, I'm going to be teasing it out on social media starting, Monday. I'm going to put my first post out there, so you got a heads up. I like to tease it for a couple weeks. It's going to be coming out December 1st. It's called Loyal. It's the third single that I recorded in Nashville. And, you know, if you want to know where to access it, of course, it's going to be on all the platforms on that launch date, December 1st. So if you like to listen to music on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, right now I'm just going to have it streaming. And, of course, you'll get the teasers in advance if you're hanging out on my socials.
I suspect you'll be able to hear that song on Max Inc. Radio at some point, too.
Oh, I would like to suspect that, yeah.
I like to suspect that as well. Hey, do you like releasing singles as opposed to like an EP or an album at first? I love that formula.
Yeah. You know, I think at first it was good for me to release a collection of songs and let people kind of meet me. Mm-hmm. But I definitely love stringing it out because it makes you feel like you're always doing something. You're always leveling up, sharing more.
You're staying relevant.
Yes. But it keeps it moving, keeps everything moving. Feels great.
I think a lot of people like that because it keeps the music fresh. Oh, hey, I love this new song you just released 3 months ago, but here's a brand new one now that's really awesome.
Oh, yeah.
And just keeps you relevant and gets people excited.
And
what about the wax, though, Jimmy? What about the vinyl?
Well, you know, after you get the year of, you can always put that on vinyl too. Vinyl's good. Do you like vinyl?
Have you thought of vinyl?
You know, I have, and I've had somebody really encouraging me strongly to get some vinyl done, and we may.
Was his name Jimmy?
No. Actually, I had a sponsor hanging by my side, really wanted me to get some vinyl made, and we may just do it yet for Wide Wide Open.
What was the guy's name from last week?
Waxy Poodle.
Waxy Poodle Final. There you go.
Wow, what a name.
We have a record plant here in Madison.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
It's just that easy.
We interviewed him like last week or the week before. Yeah.
Waxy Poodle.
Love it.
Well, we have a few minutes left, and I would also like to say happy birthday. I know your birthday's coming up November 20th. That's Monday.
Yes.
So happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down. And Amelia, the last song you have for us tonight is called Mediocrity. And it's the signature song on your new album, Wide, Wide Open. Tell us of this song. Is this about the average? And what use have they for you?
Yeah. Well, I think this is definitely a song about settling and even willful settling, being willing to compromise for somebody that you don't want to lose. And I think maybe most of us have been in that position with someone, so it can be hard to finally say that goodbye. It's a sad one here.
Well, thank you so much for making the trip to Madison, playing live in the Lair for us. Love your music, and I appreciate you so much.
Thank you so much. That's so kind, guys. We had fun coming here tonight.
Amelia Ford is live and Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah, I've been disappointed. I could have lived with that. I've been bored clock watching, wondering where you're at. A wish for blossom and flowers and rings and lived every day and reminiscing, but the overlooked I was overlooking it. Except one thing, and just one thing, if you'd only try to hire, if you'd been a better liar, if on a rainy Wednesday you had been a bit too screwed, I'd have followed you forever. I plan on leaving never ends. Never mind the other things. If you were here with me, I'd have gladly lived in mediocrity. Yeah, I dream standing still, but I just don't attach. I never felt that you were close, I couldn't feel the grass. I wish for small laughing voices and kisses, but who needs all of that? Enough was a brief talk, a short courtesy walk. Damn it, the one place you slacked, you'd only draw to hire if you've been a better liar. If on a rainy Wednesday you had been a bit discreet, I'd have followed you forever. I plan on leaving never end. Never mind the other things. If you were here with me, I'd have gladly lived in mediocrity. Oh, I almost wish I had never known. I'd have stayed right there and loved you so. I stupidly loved you so. If you'd only tried to hide, or if you'd been a better liar. If on a rainy Wednesday you had talked it up your sleeve, I'd have followed you forever. I've been a leaving never end. Never mind, never mind, never mind those things. If you'd only tried to hide her, if you'd been a better liar. If on a rainy Wednesday you had only thought of me, I'd have followed you forever. I've been a leaving never end. Never mind the other things or what people would see. I'd have gladly lived in mediocrity.
There it is, Amelia Ford. You're awesome.
Right on time.
Right
Thanks
on time.
Thanks so much, guys.
Heavy's up next. Thanks for listening to Max Inc. Radio.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
You probably heard the quote, friends are family you choose. It's also the idea behind the other Thanksgiving holiday, Friendsgiving. Some credit shows, like Friends, for starting this trend by featuring a day meant to celebrate with those who aren't your relatives. And when to gather is up to you. Many celebrate just before Thanksgiving, while others wait until after the official holiday. However you celebrate, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.